So, I'm pretty sure nobody actually asked for this, right? Like, these are all photoshopped? This one's written by hand. From the Canadian Ryan, you know and love. Nope, not that one. Not that one either. Alright, maybe I should be more specific here. From the Canadian Ryan, you know and love, who doesn't have six-pack abs, comes another YouTube show making fun of movies that you watch instead of seeing the actual movie. Come on, be honest. Pitch meeting. Meet Producer Guy, a Hollywood bigwig so blinded by greed that he'll accept any cash grab that comes his way, no matter how little sense it makes.
And then he jumps out a frickin' window.
Oh, why would that character do that?
So the movie can happen.
That works.
He'll team up with screenwriter Guy, an equally intelligent Hollywood sellout, putting in a Clark Kent level of effort to look like a different person. Together, they'll expose the formulaic storytelling and weird plot holes that plague modern blockbusters, while also making sure to plug their ever-growing list of catchphrases.
So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow. Listen, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about that.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Because.
That works.
That's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
Hey, shut up. So anyway.
Oh, my God.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
So the movie can happen.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh, having way too many catchphrases is tight.
Is it gonna be hard to say your catchphrases all the time, screenwriter guy? Hmm?
What's that?
Would you say that'd be difficult to do?
Oh, okay. I get it.
Say it. Say the thing.
I don't really feel like it at the moment.
Say it, or you won't get the views.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
He said the thing. Strap in and witness a comedian slowly lose his mind as what started as two pretty grounded characters slowly morph into two perma-smile psychopaths over the course of 5 years and get so used to seeing this guy in front of a green screen that it becomes kind of unsettling to see him out in the real world.
Hello.
Get back in the basement, clown.
Okay.
Enter a world shrouded in mystery that raises tons of questions like, why do these two guys always have the same haircut? What's the deal with the weird big-eyed thumbnails? And how long will producer guy pause between his third and fourth wows?
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Wow. Riveting. Starring Ryan George. Ryan George. And that's it. Just one guy. I don't know what you want me to say here. It's just him. This pitchable me. Is this the part where you plug my stuff? Or no? Okay, cool. No problem.
Hi everybody, Ryan here. Thanks so much for watching episode 300 of Pitch Meeting. It's completely crazy to me that I've made 300 episodes of this show and that people are still watching. I really, truly, deeply appreciate it. And next week there's gonna be a special announcement at the end of the pitch meeting, so be sure to tune in for that. And obviously, massive thank you to Honest Trailers and Epic Voice Guy for helping out with this video. If you somehow haven't heard of them already, please go check them out and subscribe. I hope that it was super easy for them to help out.
I've got 99 problems, but a pitch ain't one.
Okay.